So as has been stated, my presentation is on the resistance and resilience of soil to compaction as affected by the clay organic carbon relation. I'm a PhD candidate of Aarhus University, and I work with these other people as my supervisors. It is generally known that stresses that is imposed on soil due to human activities challenge the ability of the soils to function. And normally, the stability of a soil is characterized by whether it is resistant to those stresses or it's able to recover back to the function that it was carrying out before the stress was imposed. And because of the increasing use of machinery on agricultural land, inevitably, because we need more food and we need to apply fertilizers on the field and for planting and harvesting operations, the compaction that results from that use increases bulk density and reduces the function of pores of these soils. But we also acknowledge that the resistance and resilience of these soils to compaction is driven by several factors that are related to each other. The water content at the time of the operation, the texture of the soil, the type of clay, the organic matter of the soil, among other things. But in this study, we hypothesize that the main driver that governs resilience is the level of clay saturation by organic carbon, leading to the objective to assess the role of clay saturation by organic carbon in soil resilience to compaction using three functional indicators. So we just looked at three indicators of soil function. And these are the void ratio, which is generally the ratio of pores to the ratio of solid, and then the permeability of air, and then the air-filled pore space. The soils that were used were three sandy loams with roughly the same clay content, but having different organic carbon content because they were exposed to different management in the long term. The first one, which was a mixed forage cropping, had fallow for some time, and then it had cash cropping with animal manure application. The next one just had mixed cash cropping, and the last one had cereal cash cropping with no manure application. And there is this new concept from 3 years ago that it seems from some work done by Dexter on two data sets in Europe that for 10 grams of clay in soils, you need 1 gram of organic carbon to complex it for it to have optimum functions. So if we use that concept and we look at these three soils that we worked on, then we find out that the first soil, which had the organic carbon of around 2.1, would have more organic carbon relative to the clay content, while the other two have more clay relative to organic carbon, if we use the concept. What we did was to take 100 centimeter cube cores from the field and drain them to minus 100 hectopascal. Then we measured the void ratio by measuring the height of the core, that is the initial void ratio. And then we measure the air permeability with an air permeometer. And then the air filled pore space was calculated afterwards, after the measurement of the weight and everything. Then these cores were compacted to 200 kilopascals at 2 millimeters per minute. And then immediately after compaction, these three parameters were measured again, the void ratio and the permeability and the air filled pore space. And that stage is what we call the resistance. So the value of the void ratio or the air permeability, we looked at it and compared to the original one and deemed that stage as resistance. Then we put a course in an airtight container so that water is not lost for 7 days for natural recovery without any mechanism. And after that, we used the terminology of a previous paper by Gregory that it's a rebound recovery stage. Then the cores were separated. Half of them were exposed to cycles of freezing of minus 10 degrees and then thawing, that is putting them back on the sandboxes at minus 100 hectopascals. And the other half were exposed to saturation and then drying at 40 degrees. Afterwards, all the cores were equilibrated at minus 100 and then the parameters were measured again. Now, in order to quantify the resistance and the resilience to compaction with these indicators, first, we used an empirical model to fit the data we got from the compaction experiment. And that model just relates the stress, the applied stress to the initial void ratio. And then we calculate the compression index And for cells that have low compression index, it means they have high resistance to compaction. The second way was to just use the absolute values, which is the easiest to do. That if we have a higher air permeability at a certain stage, we just say it is more resistant or more resilient. And the third stage is to index the values so that we don't just use the raw values, but compare them with the original one before the compaction. So we can have a level ground for comparison. So resistance will be the original value minus the value after compaction, divided by the original, and the resilience will be the subtraction from the recovery value at the specific stage. And the range of that is obviously 0 to 1, with a value of 0 meaning that the soil has maximum resistance or resilience, and a value of 1 meaning that it has no resistance at all to the compaction. Before I show the results of the resilience, I would like to just give a brief overview of the indicators before the compaction experiment. The three soils, this was the high organic soil or saturated soil, the intermediate, and then the soil with very low organic carbon content. The air permeability and the airfield pore space was significantly higher for the low organic soil, while the initial void ratio was the same for all the three soils. So that is the basis for the comparison. And when we make a plot of the initial void ratio for the three soils related to the compression index, we find out that the compression index of the high organic soil is much lower than the other two, significantly lower. And the slope of the regression, when the void ratio changes, we just decided out of curiosity to test to see if there's any difference within the three soils. And we find out again that the high organic soil or the saturated soil has a much lower slope compared to the other two, meaning that when the soil is saturated, meaning it has more organic carbon relative to clay, there's a higher compression resistance if you just use the compression index. And then also, increasing the initial void ratio has much less impact. When void ratio changes, the impact on the compression index is much lower for the high organic soil compared to the other two soils. Then we look at the resistance and resilience using the other two indicators, which is the air permeability and the void ratio, and then the airfield pore space. The first figure here, this axis is just the resistance and then the resilience. And this is the resistance. This is the rebound recovery stage after 7 days. This is the wetting and drying cycles, and this is the freezing and thawing cycles. For the next three slides, the first figure is always the absolute values, while the second figure is the same parameter, but then it's the index values. That is compared to the original value before compaction. Here we see that on face value, from the first figure, the high organic soil has low resistance, if you just use the raw values. Compared to the other two, it has low resilience after natural recovery. It still had low resilience after wet, dry, and freeze thaw, although they were not significant from the other two soils. But if we index them, then we find out that actually, compared to the original values, there is no difference between the three soils in terms of resistance. But for resilience, after natural recovery, after wetting and drying and freezing and thawing, the high organic soil was always much more resilient than the soil that is least saturated. For the void ratio, this time, the high organic soil has higher resistance and resilience if we use our absolute values. And the story is the same even if you index the values, because in this case, if you remember, the void ratio for the three soils were almost the same. There was no difference between them. So after indexing, you see the difference much clearly than if you use the raw values. Then airfield pore space, there was no significant difference between the three in airfield porosity after rebound recovery and after freezing and thawing. Whilst for the other two stages, there were some differences. Although after indexing, you can see once again that for the rebound recovery, the wet dry, the difference when you index it is much clearer, and the high organic soil is much more resilient. The airfield pore space has the ability to return back to the original value in a much more better way than the other two soils. So at the end, we just decide that we have this question in our minds that is it, if a soil is more resistant, does that mean that it's also more resilient after the cycles that we imposed? And using oil-void ratio, we found that for all the soils and for the rebound recovery and the wet-dry resilience and free store, there was a linear relationship between the resistance index and the resilience index, which was good to know because in some studies for some parameters, this is totally not a case where you have resistant soils being less resilient. So, in conclusion, we realized that for differently managed soil, the clay organic carbon relation governs structural stability in that increased saturation of clay by organic matter, increased compaction resistance when you use the air filled pore space and the void ratio as indicators. And then it also reduced the effect of the initial void ratio on the compression resistance and finally increased soil resilience after the different cycles that was imposed. This study was funded by the Danish Research Council for Technology and Production Sciences, and the project is a soil ethics project in collaboration with STEIR. Thank you for your attention, and questions are welcome.
Okay, many thanks. Well, questions for this interesting paper? Well, your organic matter discussion is quite interesting. What kind of organic matter do you have in oil? Is there, let's say, if we have peat or if we have fulvic acid or whatsoever, there must be differences. Do you have an idea about the effect on resilience?
Not yet. Actually, we're thinking that the type of organic matter you have might influence the ratios that we are discussing. But in this study, we didn't differentiate it. We just used total organic carbon. Okay. So there was no differentiation. But we believe it's possible that it might have an effect, and we haven't done that yet, at least not in this study.
Another question?
Huh?
This was done in the lab, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you have any field data?
No, not yet. No.
Is that the next step, or are you
going to
test it in the field?
Not in the plan at the moment, but we could have a look at that. We have, one of my colleagues is working in the field, but not specifically on this. So I can't relate it directly.
Okay.